Hi. I just listened to your latest post and enjoyed it very much. And I figured maybe I would talk a little bit about being a needy slut for you. Hopefully that's okay, but I kind of think it is. I know that I come off confident. I am confident sometimes. I know myself well, and I can accurately assess my capabilities. I know I'm a strong communicator and a good analyst, and that people enjoy my art, things like that. I am confident enough to run around scattering nudes across the country, like fucking slutty Johnny Appleseed or something. But sometimes it's just being direct, almost more than confident. It's just being honest. I can also be quite insecure sometimes, and particularly sensitive to rejection, which is a regrettable side effect of being so goddamn needy, is that when you need somebody and then they don't want you, it is painful. I am a little scared, actually, even right now, that I'm talking too much and should not have feelings and should probably stay as much of a fantasy as I can. Anyway. But I'm not a needy slut for everyone. I have to be inspired. It's a high honor. You inspire it. That is rare. And few people are genuinely interested in my response or in anything about me beyond my body. Except for, I guess, the people who are not really interested in anything beyond my mind. Which is a smaller faction, but definitely also exists. You've been interacting with women who crave a dominant man for a long time. Sounds like. About as long as I've been observing men who want to dominate women. I know you got a couple years on me, but I did get started early, before I was even a woman, when I was still a little girl. Because you're right that I'm very needy. I've known it in some form about as long as I've been alive. I was kind of an intense kid. But I have to be very careful because of how I look and how I speak. And above all, because of my intellect, men have seen and treated me as a woman long before adulthood, before I even began to understand how to handle it. And that has taught me that people think about dominating very differently. About as many ways to think about it as there are people who want to do it. And my need is so strong that I can't give it away very often, because when I finally do hand over control the way that I do it, I don't leave myself protection. But you have never tried to give an order without permission. You have never insulted me or triggered me just by assuming that because I'm a slut means that I want to be degraded for it. That just because I like to submit doesn't mean that I lack resolve or skill or willpower. It just means I use all of those tools differently. I mean, more than once I have hooked up with nice people, kinky guys who wanted me, and tried to frame themselves as doms because they know that I'm a sub, and there have been more than one of those guys who have ended up in my cuffs for one or two hookups, maybe a couple of times if he's fun to talk to, and then we don't fuck again because that's just a game. It always starts as their idea, and I generally see it as service topping. I've also switched with women, but women are not usually one-night stands. It's just logistically a lot more difficult and less probable. The numbers are against us. Anyway, none of my girlfriends have wanted a full kink dynamic, so sorry I got off track there. The point is that there are plenty of guys out there who want to use a slut and really appreciate if she's a willing slut. You know, they get off thinking about somebody who's comes all over themselves just from you getting exactly what you want, but don't want to bother having to make it any fun to be used. Yelling at me about rules that they think are obvious but are really just individual preferences that vary immensely across humans. Punishing me before I've had a chance to learn the rules and show them that I can obey. Reminding me ad nauseum that their pleasure should be the only thing I care about without even letting me know when I've pleased them or what their pleasure looks like. Or whether the things that they do when they're pleased are, I don't know, good. If my sole pleasure should be to serve another person, I always thought that that person should be a pleasure to serve. That they should want me, and not just any slut. And I should want them. Not just anybody calling themselves dominant. And actually, that allows me to prioritize their pleasure even more. Pleasure is intensely personal. It is so intimate. And to truly prioritize somebody's pleasure, I have to love its manifestations. And so I appreciate anybody who is able to manifest their pleasure the way that you do. Anyone can disregard someone else's needs, chase self-satisfaction and brutality, and call it dominance. That is a type of domination, of course. And some people, you know, some subs are into it too, and I don't want to act like there's something inherently wrong if that's what you want, but it's not what I want. It doesn't take any skill. Even humans with unusually active consciences know what it is to objectify and hurt somebody else for your own gratification. I mean, that's the theme of 2020. A child can do it. Mobs do it all the time. I can do it. I'm sure you can too, but it seems like what you prefer is so much more. There are a lot of fools out there who don't know that the better you know your toy, or your tool, or your weapon, the better you can use her to your purpose. You have never acted shocked when I kept wanting more. You know, or you seem to know, that dominance is also about people enjoying themselves, not just destruction. And you also seem to understand that you can get much deeper and so much filthier. If you make your partner feel safe and desirable enough to unleash whatever's in there at their core. And much more able to take whatever you want to unleash from yours. And most importantly, it is hot as fuck. Your mind, your voice, the way you put words together, shit. Extemporizing on kink dynamics and human relationships and all that is all well and good, but this is also in some ways pretty simple. It is that my pussy aches as soon as you say baby. The depths of your cravings and your sweet, filthy mouth and the way you moan and how hard you jerk your cock, so hard I can hear it, fuck. And the frank and open and non-creepy admiration that you show for a variety of bodies and pleasures. And that you let yourself dig down deep into your own desires the way that many people fear to do, and so there's a lot that they're never going to be able to do. Things that are going to be cut off from them. Feelings that they won't be able to have. I want to touch you really badly. I want you to touch me. I don't care how. Fast or slow. Sweet. Teasing. Hard and hungry, fuck. I want it all. I want you to put me in my place. Yes, please. I want to get off thinking about it. Touch my pussy like you said. I'm gonna just slide my dress up a little bit and take my panties off. I'm lying in bed, thinking about you like that in your bed with the sheet over you and nothing else. I just want to crawl up under there and rub myself all over you. Get drunk on your skin. Ugh. God. Feels so good to touch my body, though. Think about your hands. Think about the weight and heat of you. Pressing me up against a wall or down into the bed. Or just lying beside me with your arms around me, grinding through my shorts. You made me very wet today. Feels good, rubbing my pussy just a little bit. Oh, it was throbbing in time with your words. As you talked in my ear and touched yourself, knowing that you were touching for me, knowing that you were thinking about. Oh, about fucking into this pussy like I'm doing with my fingers. Except I'm just teasing right now, and I'm not filling myself up anywhere near like I know you would fill me up, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I need your cock. My fingers and my toys aren't enough. You to give it to me, please. Oh, God, or your tongue. Fuck. I want to come on your face so badly. Oh, it's been so long. Yeah, would you like that? Would you spank me until I'm dripping and then lick my pussy until I come on your face? Please, Daddy? And then fill me up with your cock? I want it all, please. Oh, fuck yeah, fuck my face while you smack my ass, please. Let me fuck myself down onto your cock. Or just make, oh, fuck, put me where you want me and give it to me, please. Come for you, Daddy, please. Oh, I wanna come. Oh, please. Oh, Daddy, I'm so close. Please. Oh, just like that. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Come for you, please. Oh shit! Oh yeah! Oh, I'm coming! Oh fuck! Oh, that's what you do to me.